In the shiur today, we will just make a shlome to simen shin tesvav. We finished to learn b'siyata d'shmaya da alochas of oil. And there's one more shlome that I feel has to be connected to simen shin tesvav. The truth is, we learned it really in Shulchan Aruch and the shiurim in simen shin aleph, seif mem. But because it's negeh to the alochas that we finished just to learn, so today will be a short shiur, just a shlome to simen shin tesvav. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Aleph Seif Mem brings down the following aloche. Koiva, a hat. Who mispashet le'alon mirosh ay tefach. It sticks out from the head a tefach. It's around 10 centimeters, 9 centimeters. Osu le'anichoy b'roish afilu babayis. You're not allowed to put it in the house, on the head, and even in the house. Mishum oil is a isur asiyas oil. Now, the Shulchan Aruch means even in the house. He's two chidushim here. It's the isur asiyas oil by putting on this hat. Not only in the street you're not allowed to wear it, what the Shulchan Aruch will speak out in Seif Mem Aleph is a gzeire to go with a hat in the street that could blow off in the wind, and he will come to pick it up and he'll be mavir et al adamis b'shus harabim. But here it's also mitzad oil. So even in the house, as the gzeire that it will fall off, it's only also in the street. Here, it's also even in the house. But there's another chidush. The hat is made letzel. I would think, what is letzel? He wanted to protect himself from the sun outside. Inside the house, there's no point to protect himself. So I would think maybe that it's mutter inside the house. Even so, it's also inside the house. But mainly the Shulchan Aruch means the first chidush. But the Shulchan Aruch is mechadish, is the isur oil by putting on a hat that has a rochav tefach. The Mishabura speaks out there. So you've gotten kufn and beis. Because it's osu letzel, and we learn that the osu letzel, osu medin oyel ara, even if you're not doing it bekavua, the osu letzel is also even without mechitzas, like we learn by osu simen shin tesvav. And here for sure is the question we spoke out a couple times. We already brought down from the Chazanish clearly that even that the oil that is osu letzel is also even without mechitzas, but if the oil is held in the hands, and the whole issur of the oil is because he's holding it in the hands, even if he's doing it l'shem tzel, it's mutter. There's no tzura v'siyas oyel aray b'chai gavne. Chazal never answered. So why a hat is also? But we have to say that a hat, this is the shape, this is the tzura of the malbush, and on the tzad of the hat is also mitzad oyel. It's also, even that it's on a human being and it's not connected to poles or to sticks, etc. So kevan shenase, hasofol is letzel arum ne'ashem, it's also. And now the Mishabur brings down, it's really from the Tazim of Avram, was a hat that was called Breitlin, had a Rochav Tefach. And people would go out with it in Shabbos. Why it's Muta? Mishabur brings down a couple reasons. First reason, he says, Abad Pisim Mishpashit La'alon Min HaRosh B'Rochav Tefach Ne'agim Boi Lehokel. Why? Kosva Achroinim Kamat Zodim. All different reasons. Echot De'ene Koshe, it's not hard, it's soft. V'nichvav Lemato. Second of all, he's not mechaven letzel, just to cover his head. Also, he says if it's crooked and it goes down, it's also not also. All of these three reasons I would call one. There is another reason. Kosov aliyor rabbi, we say mechanshit es rashi, that in clothes is no isur oil, and I want to explain. It's a sugi in Shabbos. In the beginning, the Gemara taught in Shabbos that it's a isur oil, and a person goes out in a hat in Shabbos. If you rashi, the Gemara is choizo, and the Gemara learns, clothes is no isur oil. Why? We speak about the oil, the rabbonon, gzeire, that it's nirik oil. It looks like clothes. Like we learned in the last shiurim, and kelim, shita sarayvet, and the rashba is no isur oil bekelim. It doesn't look like a siyas oil. So here is not, there's no mokum to the gzeire, the rabbonon, of the isur. Memele it's muta. Memele it's muta. That's the shita srashi. And we learned, the Gemara answers that the whole isur was bishan shemar yetalter. Memele it's totally if it's strong, mehadak, loy mehadak. Shita Saram and Rabbi Nuchanan, no, is Isur oil and begodim. Why it's mutter? It's soft, ain't a mechaven le oil, it's crooked. La aloche. So a breitel is mutter, other as Rashi, other as the Rambam. Then the Mishabur speaks out about the kapeluch, our hats, not the heart. Mishabur himself learns that it's not osi le oil. Mele could be as a mokim from Bimatir. This is what Mishabur brings out. La aloche, and our hats. Rabbi Yashiv learns that the reason it's mutter because it's not osu letzel. Nisim Kareli told us because it's not so hard. Bemele. If it's hard, Lefir of Nisim Kareli, to be also if it has a Rochav Tefach. Lemaisa. Rabbi Yashiv holds, and this is the meaning Lemaisa to be maker because it's not also Letzel. So if a person will have a cap and it has a Tefach in the front, it's also Letzel, Bederich Klav. I know I saw in America some people wear it upside down, so I don't know if it's Osu Letzel. But normal, it's Osu Letzel, and if it's Osu Letzel, it'd be Osu to go with it in Shabbos. If it's a soft straw hat, even if it's made Letzel, it's Muta. Because it's soft. So we have the second hat. Now Gule Okel. But if it's hard and it's made Letzel, who will be no Mokum to be Mati? There will be no Mokum to be Mati. Nisim Karel, it says, because it's soft. It's another mitzvah. What is very negiah today in Chutz La'aretz, they have these new coats, special hood, hats, protecting from the rain. The Rabbanim dir amatir. Why? The truth is, these hood, the person has a big shtreimel, and he puts it on top. And it protects the whole shtreimel, but it causes also on him a whole thing. The question is, if it's osu or not, there's a lot of studying to be matir. It's soft. It's not a strong thing. Mele could be it's not osu l'oyel. Also could be the hat is not osu l'oyel. And this already is already on top of the hat, so he never made it l'shem oyel. So it could be another reason why it's mutter. Some wanted to be machmir, but I heard that the Rabbanim in America are matir to go with it in Shabbos. And for sure, yesh malismich, especially we have also Shitas Rashi. B'chai Gavin Rashi holds no issu. So I've had a B'chai Gavin, it's mutter.